and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, so I'm Emma Green. I work as a marketing and communications manager at the Virtual Engineering Centre, which is part of the University of Liverpool here in Liverpool.
Thank you for joining us at Marketing Showcase in your city.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this chat because I don't think we've had a guest on this podcast before from a university. I think we might have had a couple of people from kind of colleges, but not necessarily a university. So before we kind of get into that bit of the conversation, Tell me a bit more about you. How did you end up working in education? What took you there? What's your route? What's your journey? What's your story?
Well, it's a nice story, I think. So I originally moved to Liverpool following university. Fell in love with the city, just absolutely love it. So originally I'm from Leicester, which you can probably tell from my accent. I've not got a Liverpool accent.
No. Distinctive.
Yes. So originally from Leicester, moved up to Liverpool, and then I actually started working in a company that had managed continental and Christmas markets. That took me over to Oldham, so I was even further away from Liverpool. Started to do a bit of the social media side, started to work with a PR company. So originally I kind of just started the job, kind of didn't really know what I wanted to do. I left university with an English degree, didn't really know what I wanted to do, but started to really find an interest in the PR, social media, and then started to explore marketing. Absolutely fell in love with it, went off, did my diploma whilst I was working, and then started to look for jobs more closer to home where I could really like grow and expand on that kind of career. Found the university, and there were a few people who already worked there, completely different departments to me, always spoke very highly of working for a university, so kind of looked, found a marketing role, joined, started straight in the deep end. We launched a huge citywide project that I think it was like week one, and we did the launch event, so I was really thrown in. But I love it, absolutely love that type of thing. So we did launch events, and we were supporting SMEs and businesses across the city region to adopt digital technologies, Industry 4.0 technologies, so completely different to continental and Christmas markets.
Yeah.
But I think it really shows how marketing is so adaptable, and you can basically take those skills, knowledge, capabilities, and expand them over to different sectors and industries.
Yep.
So yeah, really, really interesting, and I'm still there, still supporting businesses across Liverpool City region and beyond. But yeah, I work with small businesses on some of our funded projects, but then we also are obviously part of the wider university, so we do some research projects and initiatives, and then also some wider projects where we will work with much larger organisations, whether that be aerospace, automotive, Dogs Trust is one that we've done kind of recently, so a really wide range of projects, initiatives, audiences and target audiences as well.
I think part of the reason I find this quite interesting is obviously all the conversations I have with people about marketing are about marketing businesses or products or something that's, I don't mean it in an offensive way, but it's kind of quite clinical. It's about trying to sell something.
Yes.
And I know you're kind of doing that because you're sort of, you're promoting a unit, but it is a bit different, isn't it? It's a little bit, gentler. It's maybe done in a different kind of way. Tell me a little bit more then about kind of the things that you do and what that marketing looks like.
Yeah, sure. So my marketing is kind of, it's almost like a department. So I am the marketing department within my section. So I kind of have to wear so many different hats, which can be a challenge, but is so fun because I'm involved in everything that we kind of do. So you have to kind of stay on the ball, and it's just that marketing mind of once you've done that, you could do that and expand it to this. And then one of the big challenges, but again, the fun side of it is we have so many different audiences. So we are talking to local councils, combined authority, where we're engaging with businesses and kind of going through their portals. We're talking directly with the businesses that we work with and have ongoing relationships with. We also then have social media, where you have different types of businesses on there. And then, of course, we have funders. So we've had ERDF funding. Currently, we're UKSBF funded initiative. So we've got a whole different audience there.
Yep.
So, it's just trying to find out with every audience, as you'll know, which platform do they use, which channel do they find effective, are they on LinkedIn, are they on Instagram. We don't really have too much to do with, say, the students, but we are always looking. We run a really successful internship each summer. So again, that's more aimed on Instagram, whereas the businesses that we engage with, the business leaders that we work with, are much more LinkedIn, for example. All tailored messages, all different platforms, different types of media. So there's challenges.
Yeah. And so what does success look like then with what you do? Because again, I go back to a business, ultimately, you might measure different things in terms of how you monitor marketing, but it all comes down to a number, and it's going to come back to money, isn't it?
Yes.
Whereas obviously, I guess that equation, I'm assuming that equation is a little bit different for you guys. Is it about student numbers? Is it about engagement? So yeah, how do you measure success, and do you do things slightly differently because of how that measuring process works?
Yeah, I think so. As you said, a lot of companies, marketing departments will be looking at sale figures and inquiries. Yeah. So we still have inquiries, messages, things like that are definitely an equation that we look into. We definitely are interested in engagement and impressions. Awareness is a big thing for us. At the moment, as I said, we're running a UK SBF funded project across Liverpool City Region. Yeah. But so are so many other organisations. So it's quite a crowded marketplace, as it were. So it's definitely impressions, engagement, reputation. So we've kind of ran several different funded initiatives, all kind of supporting businesses across the Liverpool City region. So it's kind of showcasing the success of those stories. The case studies are really, really key in that. So how we've helped businesses, what that impact has led them on to do. Many don't have a marketing department, for example. They haven't got time, they've not got the resources, so it's really helping them adopt new technologies, use it for what's going to be useful to them, not just what's smart or the latest thing in AI. It's kind of, but how does AI suit them and serve a purpose for them and their objectives? So it's really those case studies, those success stories that really help generate the ideas, the impressions, the engagement, help other businesses see it as well, to see how we can help and how those services are out there in the city region for people like themselves to have that research and development in-house done for them. Saves so much time and energy, resource, money. It's not it's not everything for everyone. So it's definitely the bespoke sport as well. So yeah, it's definitely the success stories that make it.
That was brilliantly explained, so thank you. Are there any kind of tools, any kind of tech or anything that you're using at the moment that's really working for you?
I'm quite old school, so because I'm a kind of one-man band.
You can't say that on a podcast. You'll get shot for that.
But I have Pinterest. I know it's really old school. I absolutely love it. Ideas, it's great for, you see something or a campaign that worked really well, save that idea and then go back to it at a later date when that job or task has come up. And Canva, I'm not a graphic design artist. As I said, mine's very written, but it can help with copywriting, and tools like Canva are really bringing AI into the forefront of what they offer. You can have a paid for membership, which I think is like £100 a year, so it's really cost effective, so easy to use, loads of different templates. And I think they had an event last month in LA where they were announcing new services and new tools that are coming as part of their package. Video content, I think they have an AI to basically create voiceovers for your videos now, so that will save people a lot of time, money, effort, sourcing that out. And even just video content is just so rough and ready now. It's like live reels. You see it now on LinkedIn, which you would never have seen a few years ago, but now people are videoing themselves at places like Marketing Showcase and putting that up live. So it's the accessibility, the instant accessibility, and just that person-to-person communication, and communication as well. So
absolutely. We're out of time, sadly. What I was going to say off the back of that is I had a conversation with someone earlier on this morning, actually, just before the event started, and we were saying just adding captions to a video 5 years ago was really hard. It would take like half a day to kind of do it. It was really complicated. Now, dead easy. It's not even a 5 minute job. It's just quick skim, and most of the time it gets it right. And there's so many different tools that, yeah, it just shows how far and how quickly those things are progressing. And something that before took a lot of time and really wasn't worth someone's time now, that's a great example, I think, of how tech really can help and speed things up. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. It's been really good to chat, find out a little bit more about you and what you do, and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
Thank you very much. Thank you, James.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.